Welcome to the EFM Morning Brief. We hope this is a quick way for you to get up to speed, the latest news of the market, what's happening today. My name is Wendy Mitchell. I'm a journalist and film festival consultant. I'm thrilled to be hosting. So it's Tuesday morning. Thank you for joining us while you figure out what kind of coffee you need this morning. Anybody who knows me knows I'm already wondering which type of cuisine in the food hall I'll be having for lunch. But more importantly, today's guest is Diana Lauterhose, the international features editor at Deadline. We're so thrilled to have Diana back on the podcast. Diana, it's been busy, hasn't it?
It's been really busy. You can't even stand in the Martin Grobius at the moment. You know, it's so nice to see. It's so nice to see it all back and full of life again. So it's great.
Have you seen a lot of deals? Obviously, you know, people don't just do all the deals in this, you know, for sort of first weekend. So deals will be continuing for the next few weeks. But do you think there are going to be a healthy amount of deals in the end?
I think so. I think there's a lot of good product out there. There's a lot of the good product that seems to be working with buyers at a right price point. You know, a lot of genre thrillers, which is very typical of the types of films that we see usually here at EFM on sales agent slates. Given that, you know, we're halfway into it, I would have hoped to have seen a few more. But it's very similar in terms of kind of what happened at Cannes as well last year, really, if you think. A huge flurry of projects and products announced, very little deals announced during the market, and they kind of trickle through later on. So I don't think it's unusual. I mean, we did break yesterday the first big domestic deal to come out of the market, which is Neon has picked up the Nicolas Cage thriller Long Legs. But, you know, buyers are being cautious as ever. And I think these things take time still. So there's not a lot of rush at the moment, it seems.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the kind of market where people are up at 3 a.m. knowing they've got to close that deal today. You know, these deals might even be started here and closed in a month once they get the details done. What would you say some of the talking points for the industry have been at the EFM?
Well, Berlin's always been a political festival, and I feel like this perhaps may just feel like the most political one that I've ever attended. Even just with starting at the opening night, the powerful message from the Ukraine President Zelensky videoing in, you know, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, it looked like. So, and then there, of course, the situation in Iran, and obviously what's happening in Turkey, but that's less political and more of an awful devastation with the earthquake. But Ukraine and Iran, and that seems to be really major talking points, even in the market when you're sitting down with people in the Grobius, Martin Grobius, and that just seems to be a big thing on people's minds right now. What's the situation in Ukraine? How will it affect buying power? How is it affecting, you know, the cost of living crisis around the world? It's a huge issue right now. So that seems to be the main thing that I'm coming away from conversations having had.
Yeah, you're right. It's not just Sean Penn talking about politics here. It's really the real world is colliding with the film world. And I think that's probably a good thing.
I think so, too. I mean, Matt Damon, I don't know if you saw, he was here. He did a press conference yesterday for this documentary he has called Kiss the Future that he's a producer on with the U2 and the Siege of Sarajevo. He mentioned that he was going to be working on a documentary about Ukraine as well. So it's you know, big names, big powers, big actors are talking about this in Hollywood. Indeed, all of the attendees here at EFM seem to be doing the same.
Yeah. I know also one thing we talk more and more about at the EFM are series. Because especially in this sort of last half of the market, we see the Berlinale series market. I know Deadline is a media partner on that. Mm-hmm. We've got there's lots of series showing in selection. There's market pitches for the series. Yeah, what do you think is interesting in those sort of series events or screenings?
I think, first, I think it's fantastic that EFM is doing this. And I know Deadline is delighted to be a media partner on this. TV, as you know, is more powerful than ever. And so there's a lot to, there's a lot to be gleaned from some of these panels. I think one I'm really excited to see is their one on Wednesday morning, which will tomorrow morning, with the producer of White Lotus, David Bernard. He will be there, and he will kind of be dissecting what it was like producing that series, which I mean, I loved, and I think a lot of other people did too. So I think that will be very well attended. So I can't
I'm
wait for that.
obsessed with that
I
show. So
know
yeah,
it's so
that's
good.
so good. I can't wait to hear more insights from him, and maybe he'll give us a sneak peek of series three. Who
Series three. I
knows?
can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, what could, how could he top it? It just gets better
No.
and better. So yes, very excited for that one.
And any special stories Deadline has been working on this week that you want to mention, that people could, if they've missed them the first time around, that you think are especially interesting to go catch up on?
Well, I mean, as usual with Deadline, there's been a lot of breaking news with the packages in the run-up to the festival. I know my colleague Andreas was very busy breaking a lot of those stories. So if you want to get an idea of what's available on the market, do go to Deadline because they're pretty much all there. But again, it's been, we have a big team here this year. We've got our documentary editor, Matt Carey, who's over here from the US. And that's been a big, just to kind of show the weight of documentaries and how important it is to have someone who's a specialist in that space here, because documentaries are becoming more and more appealing to people to be making, not just because of the political nature of some of them, but also because they are some really, really great premium docs out there that people can make as a much cheaper alternative to sort of high-end drama, whether it be on the TV series side or the film side. So there's a lot up there. So take a look.
Yeah, there'll be hundreds of
There's
stories,
a
I think.
lot.
And do you, I don't know how much time you've had to actually watch films. Is there anything you've loved in the festival or anything you're hearing such good buzz about that you really want to put it in your watch queue
I'm so
next?
upset. I have not seen a film yet, but I'm hoping to. I really want to see The Teacher's Lounge, which has been recommended to me by a couple people. So yeah, that would be on top of my list.
Yeah, well, we spoke to Thomas Schultz yesterday from Blickpunkt, and he's really up to speed on the German films, and he said that's one of the best.
Oh,
So I
great.
haven't seen it
No,
yet.
I haven't either.
Totally recommend. Yeah, we're all going to be watching that one.
Good.
Diana, thank you for surviving EFM enough. As you said, it's been really, really busy, but that's really what we want. That's
Yes,
what we wanted
definitely.
back. But thank you so much for joining us. And we'll keep reading Deadline in the coming weeks to see all those deals that are going to come.
Thank you, Wendy. My pleasure, as always, to speak to you. And thank you for including me again in these wonderful morning briefs.
So things are still really busy today and some fun stuff tomorrow. Let's start with today at 9:30. We're looking at a big success from a small market, which is a case study of Quoto from Israel, which was remade as Your Honor with Bryan Cranston. And that's, of course, at the Documentation Center. At 11 there is Plurality in Nonfiction. What's at stake in the age of the mainstream? This is presented in collaboration with our friends at CPH Docs, Documentary Campus, and Variety. Looking at who in nonfiction world is taking risk, who's not, what this means for all of us. At 12:30, it's Krishina promoting the competitiveness of the film industry in small European countries. They will talk about some new research they have and pilots in from seven small markets. Over at the Cinemax at 2 p.m. is the Baltic Series Showcase. You can learn about lots of amazing new drama projects from Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. At 3:30, back at the Documentation Center, is Quo Vadis docuseries. This is a Berlinale series market talk looking at the booming business of docuseries and predicting the next trends. Also to mention, today is the archive market at the Documentation Center's Café Connect. Pop in there. It's the fourth time the EFM has shown a light on international archives and archival research. And the activity today also includes two talks. So at 2 p.m. in Café Connect is looking at archival research in Germany in particular. And at 2:45 is looking at archive producing for fiction series. And as Diana just mentioned, really hot talk on Wednesday morning. This is at 9 a.m. in the Documentation Center. It's inside the White Lotus with David Bernard. I'm hoping he's going to tell us that Tanya's not really gone, but, you know, maybe I'm just wishful thinking. But yes, going behind the scenes of that amazing TV show, and he's the executive producer, of course, and maybe he'll even tell us what's going to happen with season three. You can also check out the showcases and series market screenings at the Cinemax and find out the full schedule at the EFM website and also the full schedule for all these talks and more. We have a new episode of EFM Industry Insights podcast to tell you about, which is Quo Vadis TV. This is looking at major trends in the series landscape. This includes more of a deep dive about the Berlinale series opener, The Swarm, from Betafilm, as well as some big picture analysis from Guy Besson at Ampere Analysis. You can find that at the EFM website or wherever you get your podcasts. This is our final episode of EFM Morning Brief for 2023. I personally wanted to say how much I've loved talking to everybody, and all week when I've been here, people have been coming up and saying, hey, I listened to that as I cycle into the Martin Gropius Bow or I have my coffee. And it's been so nice hearing that people have been engaging with us. I hope this in-person market has been wonderful for those of you who have been here in person or that you've enjoyed catching up online. And of course, the festival continues. The awards are on Saturday night. We'll find out who takes home that coveted Golden Bear. On Sunday, it's the audience day. The market here continues until Wednesday, tomorrow. So I hope it's been a really fruitful market and festival for all of you. And a reminder that EFM Morning Brief is part of this podcast series, Industry Insights, the EFM podcast. So you can listen to this year round. I hope you do. We wish everybody a great rest of your market. Good luck closing those deals you've been chasing. I hope you get a few more films in to watch before the festival ends. And thanks again for joining us. Thank you.